This is VOA News. Be remote, I'm Joe Palca. Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmad Al Sabah, the ruler of Kuwait, who drew on his decades as the oil-rich nation's top diplomat, has passed away. He was 91 years of age. In a Middle East replete with elderly rulers, Sheikh Sabah stood out for his efforts at pushing for diplomacy to resolve a bitter dispute between Qatar and other Arab nations that continues to this day. His 2006 ascension in Kuwait, a staunch U.S. ally since the American-led war in 1990 that expelled occupying Iraqi troops, came after Parliament voted unanimously to oust his predecessor, the ailing Sheikh Saeed Abdullah al-Sabah, just 9 days into his rule. The death of a 19-year-old woman from the lowest rung of India's caste system who was raped by a group of men has triggered protests in the capital of New Delhi. The teenager, authorities believe, was brutally assaulted by four upper caste men in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh on September the 14th. Her case adds on to a long list of rape crimes against women in India, a country where rape is reported nearly every 15 minutes, according to the 2018 government data. In that year alone, 34,000 rape cases were reported. About 10 months ago, a 23-year-old Dalit woman died after being set ablaze by a gang of men as she made her way to a court in Uttar Pradesh to press rape charges. Amnesty International says it is halting its operations in India after the government froze its bank accounts. The group says the action was part of an incessant witch hunt of human rights organizations. In a statement on Tuesday, Amnesty said it has been compelled to lay off the staff in India and pause all its campaign and research work. This is VOA News.